From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Atlanta city officials say nearly 80,000 addresses have been identified or corrected since the last census, which means the city could receive some significant federal funding. Yesterday, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms announced ATL Counts. It's a year-long initiative to encourage participation in the 2020 census.
There really has to be a locally pushed effort in partnership with the Census Bureau to make sure that all of our citizens, all of our communities are counted.
According to the AJC, the city could receive around $100 million in additional federal funding if the Census Bureau verifies the city's findings. The final day of the 2019 legislative session is today. GPB Stephen Fowler tells us what we should expect from sine die.
It's Latin for without a day, so once the legislature adjourns around midnight, it will not reconvene until January of next year. Before then, the House and the Senate will scramble to pass dozens of bills to send to Governor Brian Kemp. Those bills to watch include a proposal to give lawmakers oversight of Atlanta's airport, new rules surrounding medical marijuana, and expanding internet access in rural Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the State Capitol.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate has voted no on a bill that would have extended billions of dollars in aid to Georgia farmers affected by Hurricane Michael. GPB's Grant Blankenship has that story.
Most of the $13.5 billion package would be the first federal aid for southern farmers who in some cases saw 100-year-old pecan groves ripped from the ground. But Democrats say the $600 million carved out for food aid in Puerto Rico is not enough. People there are still recovering from an older storm, Hurricane Maria. Georgia Senator David Perdue lambasted the lack of action after the vote, saying it would likely force many Georgia families out of farming.
Those that stay in, it'll take a decade, even with this government assistance, to recover.
The food aid was added to the Senate bill after President Trump relented in his opposition to any more aid at all for Puerto Rico. The U.S. House is considering a similar disaster relief bill with substantially more money for the island. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.